Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Oh. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, A-plus show today. I love a Friday show. Scotty McCreary will be on in a little bit. Fun fact Friday, the dance party, easy trivia, all that. La, la, la. You know it's going to be good if I'm moving off of it that quickly. I have something interesting to talk about. It has to do with Eddie. Let's be honest. Let's have a moment here. We're in circle of trust. Everybody good?
Yeah, good.
Everybody good? Everybody. We live in Nashville, and we're not from Nashville, but they moved us here to do this show on a big platform. And with that platform, we get to meet really cool people. I got to meet Dolly Parton. Know her a little bit. It's awesome. It's crazy. I can't believe my life. Garth Brooks. I consider myself kind of buddies with them. It's crazy. It was like growing up, my hero. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then the new artists come in, and we get to see them grow from being like somebody who's never had a song to being superstars. One of them would be Morgan Wallen. And so Morgan Wallen, killing it. Him and Luke Combs are probably leading the charge right now. So this is what happened with Eddie and Morgan Wallen. Take it away, Eddie.
Yeah, man. I'm at NASCAR, and we're in the pits, and I'm walking towards the pits, and Morgan Wallen is walking away from the pits. We pass each other and we connect eyes. I go, "Sup, dude?" And I put my hand out. He goes, "Hey, man, what's up? You doing all right?" And we do daps to each other and then we keep walking. And I was like, "That's pretty cool." I tell my wife, "That's pretty cool. Morgan Wallen like recognized me and knows who I am." She goes, "He didn't recognize you? Like, he just thought you were probably a fan or something." Like, no. The look in his eyes was like, "Dude, it's Eddie. What's up? Like, good to see you."
You saw a look in his eye that goes, "Dude, it's Eddie?"
Absolutely. There's a different look between like, "Oh, hey, you're a fan. Thanks for listening to my music." And, "Hey, I know you. So good to see you."
So you think in that brief moment, Morgan Wallen recognized you for you, the Eddie from this show.
Absolutely.
But did you call to him first or did he call to you first?
We locked eyes, like I said.
Okay, and I'm not worried about locking eyes.
Okay.
Who said what's up first?
Yes.
Well.
Because that matters.
So the eyes locked. This is very important. Eyes locked. And then we both.
Stop saying eyes locked. Stop saying eyes locked.
We both smiled. Okay. You know, like, "Oh, it's you." Even I was like, "Oh, it's Morgan Wallen. It's Eddie from the Bobby Bones Show." And then I put my hand out first to
so
give him the depth.
So you led in every way. You initiated every part of this.
If you want to get technical with it, Maybe I led it by split second.
Okay.
And then we did our little daps, and he said, "Good to see you, man." And then he walked off. "Good to see you" means he's seen me before in my eyes.
What it means is, and I have to do this too, I never say "nice to meet you." ever because I may have met them and don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, it's really good to see you because that covers you on all bases. And you learn that after you screw up a few times. And you're like, great, nice to meet you. And they're like, no, we met before at this event. And you're like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So that isn't generally the thing you say when you meet a lot of people. It's good to see you. And you don't even say good to see you again. That's a bad one too because they're like, we've never seen each other.
Cool. Yeah, that's right.
Good to see you. So he said
good to see you.
Good to see you.
But I took it as like, of course, we've seen each other many times. So yeah, good to see you too, Matt.
Okay, Eddie thinks Morgan Wallen recognized him in that brief minute. Is there any chance Morgan Wallen recognized Eddie?
I'm leaning towards no.
I'm not leaning. I'm falling towards no. Yeah, I'm on the ground. I'm falling. It's no.
How many times has Morgan been in the studio, guys?
Zero.
That's not true.
He's been in here.
He's played in here.
Yeah. Like, we've seen him many times.
Lunchbox, do you know what Morgan Wallen looks like?
Ooh, probably not.
You think he's been in this studio?
Yes, he has. Sure.
Absolutely.
100%.
He played on the St. Jude show he did. He did, what's the slow song that I like?
Chasing You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did that one. He sat right there.
Dude, he's been here many times.
I mean, and also, you sat with Morgan Wallen at...
I know that he would know who I am because I had a great interview with him.
No, he wouldn't know
who
I am.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, he's been in studio. I'm looking at pictures of him now in the studio.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So...
Anywhoozy.
The question is...
Hey, guys, be truthful.
Okay.
I am.
Truthful. Did Morgan Wallen recognize Eddie?
No.
Lunchbox.
0% chance. What happened is... Eddie looked at him in the eyes. He's like, oh, great. I'm about to have an awkward encounter with someone that recognizes me. Cool. Because that's when they locked eyes. He knew that I'm going to have a little interaction. I'll give him daps, move on, whoever that guy was. No idea who you are.
You know, he could have known who you were if it was a small industry event and he's putting people in places.
And you were in the room next to Eddie.
Huh? Oh, Bobby had to have been there?
Probably, but
I'm sure that would help.
He could have... In a small room where it's like about music and other people are from radio or records, he recognizes you. But he's at a NASCAR event with 100,000 people. He just sees a random dude coming at him. I'm sure people the whole time are like, Morgan, what's up, buddy? There are times where people will come up to me and be like, Bobby, what's up? Man, just how you been? And I'm like, oh, I must know them. I'm just going to play like I know them. I'm like, I've been good, man. What's happening with you? In reality, they didn't know me. They just knew if they came and approached me like a normal person, I would just talk back like I forgot who they were. But I had no... history with him at all.
So you don't think he...
No chance.
Okay.
No
so,
chance.
So all you guys don't think that he knew who I was?
I think he could have in a smaller situation, but at 100,000 people event like NASCAR, and you just walking right by him, and you going, hey, good to see you. He's just as like, well, I don't want to write on the internet that I'm a bad guy. Hey, man, good to see you too. I can keep walking.
Well, I feel stupid for bringing this up.
No, don't.
No, I do, because in my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Our life really is cool. The fact that Morgan Wallen's at a NASCAR race, he sees me, he's like, oh, it's Eddie, what's up? That's
he
so
didn't.
Cool.
No, you're missing this.
I know.
I think your life's a little less cool than you think, because he didn't.
That's what I thought happened, So you guys are making me feel like it didn't happen.
I don't think it happened in the way you think. It's a very romantic version.
Mm-hmm.
Locking eyes.
We locked eyes for sure.
Morgan, any chance that Morgan Wallen recognized Eddie?
No, I don't think so. I think if he recognized you, he would have been like, oh, hey, how, and ask you specific things about your life.
No, it was fast, guys. It was fast. We were trying to get somewhere. I was trying to get to the pit. He was trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
So it was very quick.
I would even, if I saw Morgan, nah. But even then I would go, if it's quick, maybe he didn't even know who I But no, I think we'd be fine.
Okay.
He comments on my Instagram story sometimes.
He does?
Yeah. Like he'll send me messages. But even then I would be like, if it's a packed event and he's got so many people talking to him, he's probably not looking at people in the face. He's just trying to get through a crowd.
That's what I was thinking. But the fact that he spotted me made him look up and, oh, it's Eddie.
He never said it's Eddie.
He never did.
You've said that four times. That's not a quote.
Yeah, you're right.
Eddie heard
you're
in
right.
his head.
Yeah, that part never happened.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
So everybody goes no?
No.
Ray?
No, he was prepped. They said, hey, there's 20 radio people, 20 TV people.
No, he wasn't prepped. He did nothing to be prepped.
Morgan Wallen was told, hey, just smile. A lot of radio people are going to be in there, and they think they're germs. They think they know you.
Okay.
But you weren't in anywhere, right? It doesn't matter.
No,
the answer's no. The answer's no. We're done.
Anybody on this show, which define a germ for people?
Like a germ?
Or is it a germ?
What is that?
It's like a super fan who wants to be around him and is like, oh, you're
right.
Sign this. Get a picture. Can I get it?
I'm not a germ.
Anybody on this show is.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Whatever, guys.
Sorry, Eddie. Sorry to break your heart. First segment of the day.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. It's time to check in with the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. We recently moved into our new home in Durham, North Carolina. We love it, but we aren't sure what to do about one issue. The previous owner buried their dog in the middle of our backyard. There's a ring about 4 feet in diameter filled with wood chips in the center of the lawn. They left behind a statue memorializing their pet. We love our pets too. We understand why they did this, but wish they had chosen a spot in the woods behind the property. What should we do? Do we dig the pet up? If we dig it up, do we rebury it? Do we pretend that it's just not there? We're thinking the ring would make a nice fire pit or a garden, or we could just plant grass. It all feels pretty weird knowing how sacred of a spot this seemed to be for the previous family. Warm regards, Chris and Durham. That's interesting. You don't owe that family keeping the dog in that backyard. It's weird to think about digging something up. You could probably hire somebody to do it for $100. Oh. But you don't have to leave a dead dog that's buried back there with the statue in your yard. It wasn't your dog.
Could you just leave it buried but cover it up?
You could, but it sounds like it's actually something that you can see. It's a, probably wouldn't bury, bury deep enough to just go move on with our life. You could dig it deeper and push it down, I guess.
Yeah.
But don't feel bad. If you want to pull the dog up or have somebody pull the dog up, pull the dog up. Go bury it in the woods behind the house.
Can you contact the realtor to get the family so they can get their dog?
You can do any of that.
Why wouldn't they take it?
My only point is you do not have to leave that dog in the backyard if it looks like something. You don't have to do anything in the backyard. It's your backyard.
Yeah.
Wasn't your dog. So it's a weird situation. Never thought about that. But if you want to dig it up, if you want to leave it, if you want to have somebody move it, it's all good because it's your yard. It wasn't your dog. Now, if somebody's meemaw is buried back there,
it's a little different.
Probably a little bit different.
I wouldn't dig that thing up.
Yeah, but I'm totally cool with you making your backyard. And weird to bury a dog right in the middle of a backyard, even if it is your dog. Maybe in the back corner. But you're in the middle.
Yeah, I think we typically did corners. Like, I'm trying to think of how many pets are buried in my childhood home. There's cats and hamsters and all kinds of things.
I remember when my dog, Dusty, died. And I had Dusty. I got him in Austin. And most of his life, he lived in Austin until we came to Nashville. And I mean, that was like my best friend. And so when he died, I was like, dang, I want to, like, do something with his ashes because he meant so much to me all of my 20s and early 30s. That dog was with me wherever I went, through the good times, the bad. And I went and I snuck into the backyard of a house I used to live in Austin and dumped the ashes in the backyard in the middle of the day when people are home. And I was like, I feel like I was like a burglar. And I snuck in and dumped the ashes and jumped the fence and got back out. So, like, I get it. I get the dog and respecting that, but you can move it. Anybody think you can't move it, by the way? Yeah, I think we're all pretty good. It's just weird and it'll feel weird.
And I wonder if the body's even there.
I wouldn't even move it.
Like, decomposed?
Yeah.
I would just grass over it or build that fire
pit. If you can, it sounds, though, like the wood, like, again, there's just something. If you can make it go away anyway, you want to cover it, great. Right. Unless it's like the hump's too high now. Like if you cover it, they didn't go low enough.
I get that. Yeah. That'd be weird.
But don't feel weird. The statue also pretty funky in the middle of a backyard. You can't even play flag football back there. You're going to trip over a statue. Chris, do your thing. Your backyard. Thank you for emailing. Close it out.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We're about to get into Fun Fact Friday, but first, a listener fun fact from Bree in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
For anyone who watches golf, they might know that Phil Mickelson is known as Lefty for golfing left-handed, but did you know that in real life, he is actually right-handed? So if you asked him for an autograph or something, he would grab a pen with his right hand. He is only a lefty golfer because he was watching his dad chip away and was just mirroring him what he was doing. So that's the story. Love the show.
It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. That's
awesome. Like if you played guitar, like I'm left-handed when I play guitar. If I'd had a dad and he would have played guitar, I could have watched him play guitar and learned.
Yes.
But instead, I had so he didn't play guitar and he wasn't there.
Oh, gosh. Yep.
So I mirror him by always leaving.
Okay.
Gotta go. See you later. Thank you for that. That's pretty fun fact. I liked it. That's how he learned. That's a pretty cool thing to do.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, 5-1. Amy has scoured the internet. These are the 5 most fun facts she has found. Let's go.
Number 5.
Until the 1960s, the most reliable pregnancy test was injecting a woman's pee into a frog. And
if, what?
Yeah.
Until the 60s?
And what does the frog do?
That sounds like some 1722.
I know.
That's a good part. Yes.
Like, does the frog rib it or something?
There's two things that I was able to find. They'll break out in this little like fungus, these little black and white spots on their back if it's a positive. Or they lay eggs the next day.
That's wild to think that's real. That's a real story?
That is a real story. Yes. Fact checked it.
Frog's chilling. He's like, great, here comes the doctor again.
Poor frog.
He's like, I'm either about to have babies, I'm going to break out. Crap.
No.
That's crazy. Until the 60s. That is wild.
Yeah, it was the most reliable way to do it.
Wow.
I don't want to know the second most reliable way. Dang. All right, four, let's go.
Number four.
The word selfie was used for the first time in an online message board. In 2002, a guy in Australia posted a photo of his lip after he cut it drinking at a friend's 21st birthday party. Selfie.
It's interesting. You know, people will claim they've invented the selfie. I think Paris Hilton claims that she invented it. I saw an old picture, though, of maybe like, I don't know, somebody in like the 60s that took a picture of themselves in the mirror, and they were like, no, this is the first selfie. But I don't think a mirror picture is a selfie. I think a selfie's got to be turned at you that way, right?
Yeah, and we did it a lot when we had those disposable cameras, remember? And then you would wait to get it developed, and you're like, well, none of us are in the picture.
Yep.
That's true.
We did that wrong.
But I guess we just didn't, like, term it.
Yeah, we didn't call it a selfie.
That's interesting that we used to do that, and they always sucked.
All of them always did. And you have to wait, like, days to find out.
Kids don't even know. You didn't get pictures back then. You had to go and take them to a store, take a camera to a store and leave it. And then you get them back and almost all the pictures sucked.
Dude, it was groundbreaking when they said, you can come back in an hour and get it. We're like, an hour?
Wow. Yeah, just yesterday we were injecting frogs with pee. Now we get them back in an hour? Yeah. All right, let's do another one.
Number three.
Strict parents may turn their kids into better liars because children who are afraid of telling the truth may learn deceptive behaviors to avoid getting in trouble.
Who will say they had strict parents?
I did.
Okay.
Very strict parents.
Do you feel like you're a pretty good liar?
No, and I'm not a good liar. Sometimes lie, but not a good liar.
Yeah, you lie all the time. You say you're working until 3 o'clock.
No, that's not lying. Mm. I'm at work till 3 o'clock.
Well, okay. You're here.
Therefore, I am working till 3 o'clock.
Amy, your parents?
My dad was not strict at all. I had no rules, no curfew, could do whatever I wanted. Had a bunch of parties at his house. My mom was the stricter of the two, but I wouldn't define her as super, super strict, but I definitely had rules with her.
Yeah, that similarly, my dad had no rules for me either.
Oh, gosh.
He wasn't.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, because he wasn't.
There were no, he never gave me a single rule.
But why?
I don't know. Maybe I just never heard him.
Because
he
wasn't there.
Oh, man.
I had no rules. My mom even. I mean, I ran carefree. Never got in trouble,
but
really.
You didn't break rules, though, either. Like,
you don't have them, you can't break them, though. That's what I always say.
Like, I could run free. Like, I had no rules, but I still broke rules. Mm-hmm. Like, had underage parties. And, like, my friend Scott got arrested from my dad's house once when I wasn't even there because I had a curfew at my mom's house. Like, it was not good.
Amy's out of control.
Yeah.
It was not good.
All right, next one.
Number two.
Tupac auditioned for the role of Bubba in Forrest Gump. He obviously didn't get it. The role went to Michael T. Williamson, but other people that the role was offered to, and they straight up turned it down, Ice Cube and Dave Chappelle. I wonder if they regret it after Forrest Gump became a major hit.
It had just been played differently.
Very different.
Dave Chappelle would have, they both have been very different.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube's like, no, Forrest.
Tupac too.
All right, next.
Number one.
Teddy Roosevelt once delivered an 84-minute speech after being shot in the chest by an assassin.
Mm-hmm. And he had a little thing in his pocket, it, like, hit it, and he stayed up and gave the speech.
Yeah. Oh,
so he wasn't hurt when he got shot.
He was hurt.
He was, but he kind of checked to see if he was coughing up blood, and then was like, okay, I'm all good, kept talking, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you fully understand that I've been shot, but it takes more than that to kill a bull moose. End He's quote.
He was a bull moose?
Mm. That's
He's a man's man. You know, back in the day.
That's a tough dude.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, men were cut a little different back then.
That's right.
All right, that's your five fun facts. Amy, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I got to give a shout out to this guy, Charlie Hauser, out in California. He owns an athletic club, and when he learned of a nearby veteran housing facility that needed, like, gym equipment, he's like, whoa, I actually have some equipment I could donate. This is a place that houses, like, 600 homeless veterans, and part, like, working out is part of keeping your brain and your body healthy. Well, he was able to pack up 15,000 pounds worth of gym equipment in a loading truck, drove it down there, and donated it to these veterans.
All the veterans are jacked now, walking around, just completely yoked out of their mind.
Squats all day.
Yeah. It's funny they say 15,000 pounds, like it's meat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think they're just like trying to emphasize that it is some heavy equipment.
Yeah.
Because those weights, they get pretty heavy.
No, you're right. Whenever I had to order some weights for our house, they get like little plates and stuff so I can lift it home if, you know, it's, I don't know. I just have them, okay? I don't know why. But they mail them to you and it's extremely heavy.
Yeah.
Like they have to send the 45 pound weights individually and they come in a box, it's 45 pounds. Who knew?
Well, yeah. What
do you think? I don't know. I was like, this thing's so heavy. How do they mail this? And Caitlin's like, well, you ordered a 45 pound weight. What did you want? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't think about it. That's a good story. What's his name again?
Charlie Hauser.
All right, Charlie Hauser. Good for you. It's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for easy trivia. You don't want to miss one, because if you do, you will hear this sound.
You've been boned.
It's the easiest trivia game ever. Amy, round number one. The category is colors. What color is Elmo?
Tickle Me Elmo is red.
Correct. Lunchbox, what color is the Starbucks logo?
Green.
Correct. What color are UPS uniforms, Eddie?
Brown.
Correct. Morgan, what color is Sonic the Hedgehog?
He's blue.
Correct.
Oh.
Nobody goes home the first round, nice. Even if you miss it. Eddie's wearing a tiara.
That's right.
If you're watching online or watching the video, the champion gets a tiara. You have to win 5 games to be the champ. Eddie, champion.
How many seasons?
Many. You've won all but one season. Eddie's,
so many. Eddie's,
I won that one.
Eddie's king dingling at this game for sure. Next category, country music spouses.
Love it.
Goodness. What is Luke Bryan's wife's name?
Caroline.
Amy, Caroline, correct. Lunchbox, Maren Morris is married to who?
Ryan Hurd.
Correct. Eddie, Carrie Underwood's husband played what professional sport?
Hockey.
Good. Whew. Morgan, Lauren Akins is the wife to what country star?
Thomas Rhett.
That's correct. Good, easy trivia round two. Right, that's pretty easy still. Still very easy, and no one's been boned. Round three. The category is 2000s movies. Easy trivia, Amy. Which iconic Nicholas Sparks movie couples Noah and Allie?
The Notebook.
Correct.
Wow.
Lunchbox, which movie features a t-shirt that says vote for Pedro?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Correct. Yes. Eddie. In Twilight.
Oh.
Ever seen it?
No.
Oh, no. You could be a fan of two teams. Team Edward or Team Blank.
Oh, my goodness. Edward is Batman. The other guy is Team Edward or Team... Oh, my gosh. I don't know why the name Scott will not get out of my brain. It's my brain saying Scott and me saying I know it's not Scott.
Team Edward and Team Blank.
I hate that.
I know the guy's face. He's the short dude, dark hair. Team Blake. No, that's from The Voice.
The Voice.
That's from The Voice.
You've been boomed.
Wow, yeah. The champ goes down.
Round three. Wow. I'm not clapping. That's Amy.
Hey,
Morgan, what's the answer?
Team Jacob.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have never got that.
Hey, Morgan, 2000s movies. She doesn't even go here. Is a quote from what movie?
Mean Girls.
Correct. Well, three of you remain. Somebody's going to get a point. Which, by the way...
Well, what are you doing?
Eddie's got 1 point this season. A new season, you guys all together have zero.
Okay.
Yeah. U.S. trivia, Amy.
Oh,
next category, favorite. U.S. trivia. How many states did the U.S. start with?
It started with 13.
Is that your answer?
Why are you looking at me like
Because
wrong?
You say your sentence is weird. It started with 13. your answer is?
13.
Correct. Lunchbox, what was the first name of John F. Kennedy's wife?
What?
What was the first name of John F. Kennedy's wife?
Why would I know that? She's not... Who cares about her? What did she do?
Well, that's not nice.
I love the United States of America.
What do you think it is? Like, list out a few names you think it could possibly be.
I mean, the only one I mean, it doesn't sound right, but I'm thinking Mary, but that doesn't sound right. John F. Kennedy's wife. I have no idea. I mean, I've never seen this woman in my life. We'll go with Mary. I have no idea.
You've been boned.
Jackie Kennedy.
Jackie O.
Jackie Onassis.
Pink dress.
I don't know who she is.
Very famous.
I've heard the name, but I don't know who she
is. Iconic look.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan, if you get this, you're still in it.
Okay, hopefully.
If you miss it, Amy wins.
Yeah.
Come on, Morgan.
I know.
Wait, what?
That was impossible.
Well, just for the game.
Mine was hard. Yeah.
Make it interesting.
Morgan, what was the last state to join the United States?
Great question, Bobby. One that I don't know.
What was the last? What do you think? I'm like, you're not committed to anything. What was the last state to join the United States?
I mean, maybe Hawaii or Alaska, because they're all the way out there, and it started in the Northeast and moved in that direction. One of them. I'm gonna go with Alaska.
Alaska joined January 3rd, 1959. Hawaii joined in 1959. But August 21st.
Dang. You've been boned.
Wow. I did have the two correct
ones. The answer
ones,
would
though.
Have been Hawaii, but Amy is your winner.
Wow. Just like that. Yeah.
That's a quick game, guys.
Yeah. That was weird.
That's a quick one.
I don't even know that I feel like I can properly celebrate.
You can because you won. No doubt about it. You just happened to be first.
That's like when the opposing team, they all get hurt. And they're just like, well, I guess the other team's going to win.
No, you missed questions. You didn't get injured, guys.
I didn't miss mine.
There was nothing that kept you from performing at your best. You just
like,
didn't.
Like everyone broke their legs.
No,
like, oh, well,
no, that's not a good one. No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, I'll take it.
Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Truck driver bought a scratch-off lottery ticket in Michigan. He won $2,000. He's freaking out because I'd have been freaking out too. Screw Steve won $500. I'd have been freaking out if I won that money. And so he goes in with the $2,000 winner, but he won $1 million.
Huh?
He bought his mystery multiplier scratch-off ticket. He goes, I'm a truck driver. I buy lottery tickets. I scratched the barcode and scanned the ticket. When I got the message, I assumed I'd won one of the $2,000 prizes because that was like the big prize that you could win right then. He said, but when I got back to my truck, I said something about $1 million, so I kept scratching. He won $1 million. He called the lottery office. They're like, you got $1 million. That's wild.
That's cool.
I'd have been on cloud nine with $2,000.
Yeah.
Like, you just seen me high on the hog, $2,000. And then to be told it was $1 million, that is crazy. Buy your own truck.
I think you missed the point there. He's a former truck driver, probably.
You win a quit.
$1 million. You're out.
Truck driver.
I mean, not
no
everybody's going to quit their job. Lunchbox.
And he's probably going to get $570,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can probably live off that for 10 years, right?
But you can pay off your house and maybe you get a car, but then you got to keep working.
They take that many taxes out?
Yeah,
it's almost 50%.
Exactly. Yes. Isn't that terrible?
We talk about that all the time.
I know, but when he broke it down like that, I'm like, dang, that's a lot of money.
Showbiz, baby.
It is.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So before I get into day drinking tips, if you are hosting a 4th of July party, you're looking at about $7 per person. $7 a head if you're going to be grilling out. That doesn't include alcohol. No.
Oh, okay.
This is like food.
That's just cheap hot dogs.
Yeah,
but some people are going to want burgers and somebody's going to want steak.
Well, no. There's no menu at the party.
I think that's low. That's shooting it low. What about gas? What about propane for the tank?
Oh, yeah. You got to get that.
You know what stinks? And you're like, all right, let's grill. And you go and there's no propane in the tank.
The flame just gets smaller and smaller.
Like, oh, so then you have to go to the store right then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's difficult. However, I'll say this. At Tractor Supply on the app, this is not a commercial. You just go, boop, push it, propane tank, go up, switch it out, boom, done.
Let's go.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, go ahead with the day drinking stuff.
So, first of all, don't start the day with a hangover. So if you know you're going to be having a party.
That's always the goal, right?
No. Don't drink the day before. Just save it for the day of.
So is that like Thanksgiving? Like, if you want to eat plenty of food, don't eat the day before.
Yeah.
Also, eat a lot throughout the day. Continuing to eat food will help your body absorb the alcohol. That way you don't get too tipsy.
Okay.
Pace yourself. Don't do shots or jello shots, stuff like that.
It's going to be tough.
If your goal is to make it all day.
What kind of party is this?
Go ahead.
Well, you can just have a good time. And then also remember, water is your friend. Drink it often. One glass of water for every two drinks is the perfect ratio.
Okay, got it. Not for me, but I'll pass it along in case any of my friends need it. All right, what else?
Team Toby had to hit up social media warning Toby Keith fans that he will never personally contact you or request money, and you should report any accounts that are doing this because he's not asking for money. And
I grabbed my phone real quick. Crap.
There's been several posts lately, especially regarding Toby's health, and saying that he's asking for money.
Ooh, that's
to
a
help
good
him
way
out
for
there.
The scammers to get him.
I know.
He said he had cancer. If I was a scammer, I'd be like, oh, let's say, oh. But if it's not a, there's not a blue check mark, they don't give him anything. And the only blue check mark that's going to ask for anything is Cole Swindell.
Right.
Because he's constantly like, hey, man, can I get a gift card to Apple? So other than that, all good. But yes, don't give any. An artist is not going to ask you for money ever. They're not going to say, hey, I want to be your secret boyfriend. That happens too.
Yeah.
Just if, unless they have a blue check mark, don't talk with them. Period. All right, what else?
Well, speaking of Toby Keith, I'm giving him the most patriotic song in America with Red, White, and Blue. Ooh.
Hold on. That's all right.
Courtesy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of Toby Keith, we're going to give him the most patriotic country song with courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Okay, fine. If we're taking Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA.
We are.
Out of the mix.
That's the only way it would win.
Yeah.
What else you got there? You got a list or just that one?
What about Only in America from Brooks and Dunn?
That's a good one.
In America.
Good one.
Forgot about that one.
And I liked it. This song doesn't even feel like it's just made to be a patriotic song. Like, Toby Keith feels like he was trying to make a patriotic song to get people to go, yeah! This just sounds like a really good song that's about America, you know? What else?
Independence Day, Martina McBride.
Oh, yeah.
This one's not patriotic to me. It's about a woman freeing herself of abuse.
Yep,
it's not
about the 4th of July.
And Mom, maybe the music video makes me think otherwise.
It was.
It seems like about a relationship.
Or I know Concrete Angels. Maybe she has a couple of these.
Apparently after 9/11, it came back because it was a hit in the 90s. And then after 9/11,
people
started
literal?
Playing it again after that.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't really hear this as a song about Independence Day, the holiday.
Well,
it's about a human and a woman, and it's Independence Day for me.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Yeah, I don't really listen to lyrics, so I always thought it was about 4th of July.
God,
wow.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
When Bo Dowling was just a toddler, he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, and he's been battling it for years. Well, he's 7 years old now, and he got a dream come true. He's a big Chicago White Sox fan. So before the White Sox and Orioles game, he got to go down on the field, swing the bat at home plate, run the bases, and the Orioles and the White Sox lined up along the base path and just gave him high fives as he went down the line.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
That's really cool. Listen, I'd like to do that. I know he's seven.
Today, you'd like to do that.
Like, I would like to do that. When we went to watch Oklahoma play in the national championship game in softball, and they win the national championship, I told Caitlin, I was like, hey, you think we can go on the field? Because we know the Oklahoma coach really well. And so she's like, you probably, why? Because I want to run the bases. I just want to like, she was like, okay.
So did you get on the field?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were right down.
Did you run the bases?
Well, they wouldn't let us down at first because, right, it's a national championship. They're dogpiling and holding the trophy up. And I'm like, I want to go on the field. And there's security everywhere to keep people from going on the field. Idiots like me. And so we had to get the coach to come over and be like, they can come down. And so she did. Now I got out there and I'm like, this is awesome.
Did you touch a trophy?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got touch a trophy. We got a picture of us. I didn't want to hold the national championship trophy because I didn't deserve it. Not my team. Caitlin's team, Oklahoma.
Does she hold it?
Patty Gasso, the head coach of Oklahoma. Family in law, right?
Yeah.
But we had a picture with Patty holding the trophy.
That's
I was like, I will not allow myself to touch this. Not my trophy. I don't deserve it. If Arkansas won it, I'd be butt naked on that thing. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yes. But that is a great story. Thank you, Lunchbox. Good for that kid. Good for those teams. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.